You are now entering the world of Blissful Living, broadcasting around the globe and on the Blissful Living Network with Rochelle Marie Lawson. Are you lacking energy, clarity, and that sense of true well-being? Are you overworked, underpaid, and know that you deserve more in life? You are not alone. Improve your wellness, wisdom, and wealth so that you can step into living the life of your dreams. And now, here's your host of Blissful Living, the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blissful Living. This is the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson. And today's show is going to be something a little different. I am going to be the only one on the show, and I've decided to do this because I'm dedicating this show to the movement with Black Lives Matter. We've had a lot of things going on in our country over several years with regards to racial injustice for people of African descent, particularly people that look like me. How about, let me just call it out, Black people. And so it's a very sad state that we're living in when people are judged by the color of their skin and not by the content of their character. I thought we got through all of this in the 60s, even though I was a little young child then, but that movement was with regards to, again, creating social equality for people of all colors, not just Black people, but people of all color. But here we are 40, 50 years later, and we're still dealing with the issues of racial inequality for Black people as well as people of color. But right now I'm focusing on Black people and Black Lives Matter. So with all that's going on in this country today, I decided to do a special show because I think a lot of times fear sets in for those that don't have very much experience with people of color, let alone Black people. Fear sets in because for some reason they think a Black person is going to take something of theirs that doesn't belong to them. They think that Black people are going to get ahead quicker than they are. They think that Black people are bad because of all the movies and propaganda that's pushed in the media with regards to Black people. They think Black people, hey, some people are just flat out racist and think Black people should still be enslaved today. So because there's been so many Black people that have lost their lives at the hands of police officers for no apparent reason when others have not, I want to dedicate this show because I think a lot of the things that are happening are truly based on fear and a perception of fear to be afraid of Black people, when in essence it might be actually the other way around. So my love for everyone. It doesn't matter what your color is, where you came from, who you are. I love everyone, and I try to treat everyone exactly the same way that I am treated. So before I get started in the show, I just want to say that this show is really about achieving peace and releasing fear and conquering your fear during this time that everything is just kind of in an upheaval. We've been going through the coronavirus, and now we're going through just the inequalities that Black people are facing on a daily basis. And so I want to share with you, this particular show is about achieving peace, bringing more happiness and joy into your life, and really busting fear. So before I get started with the show, I want to thank our sponsors, Blissful Living for You at Blissful Living, the number 4 and the letter U.com. Now, Blissful Living for You focuses on wellness, wisdom, and wealth. And basically, their motto is, your wellness is your greatest asset, and when you're able to connect your greatest asset to your wealth through wisdom or changing your mindset, you are able to step into the life of your dreams. You are able to live the life of your dreams. And again, it's so relevant to what we're talking about today because when you're living the life of your dreams, you have no fear. You treat everybody with love and kindness and appreciation and gratitude for having them in your life. You actually are walking fearless and fierce and unstoppable instead of living in a fearful state of mind. So check out Blissful Living for You at Blissful Living, the number 4, the letter U.com, and see if there's something that they have that you may need to help you connect your wellness, with your wealth through wisdom. The other sponsor I want to mention is Sponsor, that is a telecommunications installation company, been in business for 30 years, located in the heart of Silicon Valley, All Day Cable Incorporated. Now, All Day Cable Incorporated is a bomb telecom installation company because they've been doing it for a long time and they've survived every type of economy that we've had since 1989, and there's been quite a few challenges. But their model is they make the right connections for their customers so that their customers can utilize their telecommunications technology and connect with their customers so that they can complete the transactions that are necessary for them to sustain and elevate their business. Now, All Day Cable Incorporated focuses on installation of voice, data, fiber optic cabling, wireless systems, audio, video, public display information systems. They are your go-to company. Routers, modems, computer ad moves and changes, whatever you need to help your company stay effective and efficient when it comes to utilizing the technology that we have today, telephones, computers, all of that stuff. If you need your network distribution set up so that it is running efficiently, effectively, and operating all the time, if your system goes down and you need it to be brought back up properly and promptly, you want to connect with All Day Cable Inc. at alldaycableinc.com. So let me just jump right into the show today because this is something that I am passionate about. I think when we are not living in fear, when we are living fearless and unstoppable, we are really, really, truly able to step in again to living the lives of our dreams. So in this strange time, it's normal to feel some sadness and frustration around the deprivation of things that we love, particularly we have been in the house for the last 3 months due to shelter in place because of the coronavirus, a.k.a. COVID-19. We haven't been able to go outside. We haven't been able to get connected or hang out with our family that doesn't live with us. We haven't been able to hug our friends. We haven't been able to go out to restaurants and bars, shopping malls. We have not been able to do a lot of stuff. And on top of that, now we're dealing with the injustices that have happened recently to four African-American people that were definitely not justified. So all of this is creating a lot of turmoil and a lot of fear within us. But what I'm saying is fear is a temporary feeling, and you have the power to change it at any time. If we hold on to fear too long, it can be very harmful to not only our mind, but our body, because whatever in our mind will transcend into our body. It will weaken our immune system, and it will lower our vibrational frequency. And I truly believe that when we act in the present moment, when we learn how to be fierce, fearless, and unstoppable, and when we learn how to conquer our fear, which is always a possibility when you step into receiving, that you know you can conquer your fear, and I'm going to share with you tips and tools how you can do that. Then, again, as you travel down your path to bliss, the possibilities become unlimited. Now, we all have the ability to alter our stories whenever and whatever we choose them to be, and it is so possible to remove fear by simply stepping into the present moment and asking yourself a couple of questions. First of all, how does that fear feel inside of you in that present moment when you recognize that you step into a fearful state? What is it that you're afraid of? What exactly is it that you're afraid of? You may have to peel the layer of the onion away to get to the core context of what you really are afraid of. It may not be what you're thinking, but it may be something underneath, some hidden thing that you have been pushing down and don't want to realize or face because it might be a little painful. And have you called out your fear? Have you claimed what it is? Because if you don't proclaim what you're afraid of, guess what? It'll show back up on your path. It'll be a little bit louder, a little bit bigger, and it'll manifest into some of the things that are happening today. So I want to share with you that it is very possible to to remove your fear. It is very possible to step in to achieving peace and happiness and joy. It is very possible to be fierce and fearless as well. Now, I am a certified meditation specialist, and I love, love, love meditation. And I love teaching meditation to people because there's all different ways that a person can meditate that can restore peace within their minds and their body, as well as harmony within their vibrational frequency. You see, meditation is an excellent way to gain a sense of the present state of the moment that you're in. Is basically you can gain awareness of the moment that you're in. And you can do small things that can bring mindfulness to every moment of your day when you become fully present. Now, bringing awareness to your present moment is sometimes difficult to do, especially when you're in the heat of a situation. But again, if you realize how fear feels inside of you, that is the precursor, that is the being, that is the flashing red lights that you need to pay attention to what's going on in your present moment, what's going on within your body. Check out how your feet feel on the ground. Take some deep breaths and notice what's around you. I want you to notice every sound, every moment, every detail, because that, my friends, brings you to a place of being in the present moment. And that is when you can most effectively conquer your fear and step into peace. Now, meditation is a great practice for many things, but since I'm focusing on fear during this podcast, I want you to know that when you get into the practice of recognizing how fear feels inside of you, the moment it enters into your mind, then you have the power to change it at the drop of the hat, so to speak. So some of the things that I recommend people do is, first of all, if you're in a situation at home and you're feeling a lot of negative energy that's actually catapulting you to have a fear-based reality or fear stepping into your mind, I like to do a couple of things to clear energy. First of all, I like to burn incense. I like to burn sage, particularly sage. Burning sage is a great way to clear out the negative energy in your room, your office, your home, your garage, your car, wherever, being that as long as you're not inflicting upon someone else's right to not be able to smell that, right? So we're going to just stay within the confines of your home and where you have control at. So burning sage, burning incense, wonderful energy clearers, as well as removal of negative energy. Another thing that I like to use is essential oils. And I have several essential oil diffusers in my house, one in my office, one in my bedroom, one in a guest room, one downstairs in my living room, because I love essential oils. I love the healing and beneficial properties that they bring to my mind and my body. But also, when you're having that diffuse, that particular essential oil diffuse in the air, it clears out the negative energy and allows the positive and happy, lighter energies to flow into your place of being. Another one I like to utilize when it comes to restoring peace in my mind and in my body and removing fear at that present moment, being mindful again, is to utilize affirmations. And one affirmation that I like to say is, I have a positive mental attitude no matter what's going on in myself or outside and around me. My mental attitude stays positive no matter what. So you can create your own affirmation with regards to that. Something else you could say would be like, I am releasing this fear and I am allowing positive energy to flow within me. I am allowing positive energy to flow around me. Doesn't have to be complex, but if you repeat these over and over and over again throughout your day, you will start noticing that when you are present in the moment that you recognize fear has stepped into your essence, by saying, I'm embracing positive energy and my positive energy is flowing through me now, the more you say that, the more you flush out that negative energy, the more you flush out that fear, and you're able to step into a better place of peace, happiness, love, and joy. If you're in a fearful state, you could also say, I am fierce, and I am fearless, and I am unstoppable. Again, the affirmation doesn't have to be complex. It can be as simple as possible. But the repetitiveness of you repeating it to yourself, 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, whatever it is that you want to do, will begin to release that fear from within you, outside of you, and flush it away. Now, I was talking about diffusing essential oils, and I wanted to share with you some of the essential oils that I utilize when I want to create a very positive, loving energy in my space and within me. And particularly when I want to restore peace, love, joy, happiness, and release any fear, again, that negative, heavy energy that fear can bring, when I want to release that and get it flowing outside of my dwelling. Lavender oil or lavender essential oil is very soothing and calming, and it helps to clear away all negativity from your space. So I highly recommend you go pick up some lavender oil or lavender essential oil. And I will have some links on this page, on this podcast page, that can direct you to some really good sites that where you can get some high-quality, therapeutic-grade essential oils to utilize in your life. And I, again, recommend only the highest products that money can buy, particularly because that's how I roll, and I want you guys to be able to have access to the best of the best of the best that you can utilize for your mind, body, spirit, and your essence. So, again, lavender essential oil is soothing and calming. It helps to clear away all negativity from your space. Rose essential oil is a very high vibrational oil that has a very high vibrational frequency, and you can utilize rose essential oil to boost your mood. Frankincense is something that I love. I love burning frankincense incense, and I love frankincense essential oil. Frankincense essential oil is purifying, and it dissolves negative influences from your physical body, your space, and your aura. Here's the one I've been talking about, sage. Sage essential oil is an essential oil that neutralizes existing negativity, again, clearing out that negativity, and can act as a productive shield against fear and anxiety. That is why I like burning sage and walking around my house with it, because it pushes out all that negative energy and it protects me against any fear or anxiety that might try to creep up into my mind and into my life. Peppermint essential oil cleanses and clears tension and negativity, and it also relaxes you and increases concentration and mental focus. So peppermint essential oil is wonderful. It also is a great natural pain reliever and a great essential oil to open up your respiratory system. Cedarwood essential oil, oh my gosh, I love cedarwood essential oil. It boosts your inner strength and spirituality, as well as it wards off any kind of negative energy. And the last essential oil that I want to share with you is myrrh, because myrrh can purify your environment, and when it's mixed with other essential oils such as frankincense, it has the power to increase their power, which is much more beneficial to you. Now, again, I will have a link on the podcast site with regards to where you can get the best essential oils that you can utilize, and I recommend therapeutic-grade essential oils. Now, the next thing I had mentioned was affirmation and the utilization of affirmation to rid any fear that's in your mind outside of you so that you can step into being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable. And so I gave a couple of examples, but I have a couple of more that I want to share with you, and I want you to, you know, possibly take the time to write them down, and you can utilize them or tweak them to however you want. But I thought about it, and I thought, I need to give them a little bit more when it comes to affirmations. So to bust out that fear, you can use this particular affirmation. My fear is not real. How about this? Today is a new day, and I'm not afraid. When I'm fully present, my fear disappears. Again, connecting you to the present moment of how that fear feels inside of you. When I am fully engaged in each task that I'm doing, I have no fear. I am not afraid of the present moment. I am not afraid of the future, and I'm definitely not afraid of my past. I'm not attracted to any imaginary fear. Here's a good one. I refuse to be controlled by fear, and I refuse to be controlled by imaginary fear. Want to bring beauty into your world? How about this? Try this. I see so much beauty in the world, and when I look at myself, I see beauty reflected back at me. Positive thoughts are in my mind right now, and I'm only focusing on the positive things in my life. Wonderful things are happening in my life right now. How about this? I am so grateful for the positive feelings that I have inside me. I am so grateful for the positive feelings I have inside me. I am grateful for the abundance of positive feelings I have inside me and the abundance of positive experiences that I have in my life. I am full of positive energy, and that positive energy circulates in my mind and my body. I trust myself. I have faith. And I have no fear. I am always connected to my soul, and I am never afraid because my soul is always protecting me. Now, with regard to affirmations, I like to say my affirmations for a minute as I'm breathing in and out. And I like to take this time as a quick, simplified present moment meditation that you can utilize to bring peace and harmony into you and release fear. So take a minute and pick an affirmation or write an affirmation that helps you, such as I'm filled with positive thoughts, and positive thoughts are circulating in my mind and my body right now. And just say that as you breathe in and out for a minute. As you get more verse, you can expand it to 2 minutes or 4 minutes or 6 minutes or however long you want to. But here's a couple of things that's going to be happening to you. You're going to be absorbing the energy of that positive affirmation or that fear-busting affirmation. You're going to be connected to the present moment because that's what our breath does. And you're going to be bringing an abundance of oxygen into your body, which is what we need to clear out some of the cobwebs. And on your exhalation, you're going to be releasing a bunch of toxins that need to get out of you. And if you're diffusing essential oils or you're burning sage or incense, when you're releasing that toxic energy as you do that expiration while you're saying your affirmation, it's going to be banished within that burning of that sage, right, which helps to clear out the negative energy, as well as the diffusing of whatever essential oil you got diffusing in your present space at that moment in time. So the energy of your positive words, the aromas that you're going to be utilizing, whether you're diffusing them as the utilization of essential oils such as lavender or frankincense or myrrh or sage, or you're actually burning incense of those same qualities and essence, this is going to help you to stay mindfully present and, again, bring more peace, happiness, and love into your space, into your mind, into your body, and help you to release any fears that might be taking over you or overwhelming you right now or in that present moment. And I like to start my morning off doing affirmations and meditations. But you can pick the time of day that's right for you, or whenever you feel that in that present moment you're feeling a little fearful, you can pick that time to do the burning of incense, sage, the diffusing of essential oils, the statements of saying a positive affirmation, connecting with your breath as you breathe in and out, whatever it takes, or you can utilize all of these combined together. My friends, it will definitely, definitely help you to bust that fear and keep your fear in check, particularly in this day and age and with all that's happening around us. I think all of us can utilize as many tips and techniques as we can to stay in that positive state and to release any fear that might be enveloping us, particularly since we've been in the house and we haven't been able to have as much contact with those that we love and care about, friends, family, colleagues, all of that. That's hampering just the way things naturally flow for us. Now, the other thing I want to share with you is please don't hold on to your fear. It's very important that when you recognize that you've stepped into a fearful place, it's very important for you to release it. Because if you don't release it, it's going to cause internal stress within you. You're going to see things that may seem like they're for real, but they're not, such as the incidents that are happening with the racial inequality with the four individuals that just were killed by police officers for no particular reason. Let me rephrase that. The individuals that were killed for no particular reason other than being black at the wrong place, the wrong time, whether it was by the hands of the police, the hands of white supremacists, the hands of racist people, whatever it is. When you feel that you step into that, when you recognize that fear, when you know that you've stepped into a fearful place within your body, when you're able to call it out, when you're able to vocalize it, when you're able to use the meditative techniques that I've shared with you, when you're able to release that fear, you step into a better place and you will feel so much better. The key is not to hold on to it, but to release it, to set it free and not to let it rule your life. Fear does not have to come to you if you don't want it to. You see, in any time during the day, you have the power to release the fear that may be embarking upon you, that might be knocking on your doorstep. If you don't want to embrace this fear, the key or the thing I highly suggest is to catch it before it gets through the door, bust it out, and release it and let it go back to where it's come from, because it's not your fear, okay? It is not your fear. So hopefully that during this time that I've had with you on this podcast, you've learned some things about releasing fear and how you can step into being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable. These are just a few little simple things, but things don't have to be complex for them to work. And now what I want to share with you is, again, I want to thank you for your time, first of all, and thank you for listening to this show. Please share the show with as many people as you love and care and as possible, because the more we share how to keep fear from infiltrating our life, infiltrating our minds and our bodies, and lying to us about something that really is just perceived and not reality, the better off our worlds will be and the better off you will be in a state of your physical, mental, spiritual health and well-being. Now, before I go, I want to tell you about my summit that's happening, the Unstoppable Woman Summit, where we're going to share an abundance of information of how women can unite and become unstoppable, learning how to be fierce, fearless, and unstoppable. You want to check that summit information out at theunstoppablewomansummit.com, and the link will be included on this podcast page as well. And lastly, I just want to again thank all of you for honoring me and taking time to listen to this podcast. It warms my heart to be able to share this message with you, and I'm hoping that I'm bringing some positive energy and some positivity into your day. And I'm hoping that just this little bit of time, you picked up something that you can utilize to help you feel better, to help you stay stress-free, to release any anxiety, fear, or worry that may have invaded you, your mind and your body, or that may be knocking at your door and is trying to get in and invade you. Don't let it. Recognize it, release it, and let it go. And I want to thank our sponsors, Blissful Living For You at blissfulliving, the number four, the letter U.com. Please check them out. They have an abundance of wonderful things to help us all stay healthy, wealthy, and wise. And I want to thank our sponsor, All Day Cable, Inc., the most fabulous telecommunications installation company that I know of. If you have a need for something like that, or you know a business that has a need, or your company has a need, please refer them to alldaycableinc.com. I guarantee you will not be dissatisfied. They have been in business for 30 years, and they have had some of the same customers for that whole entire 30 years, and that speaks a lot. So I want to thank you for your time. I want to honor you by saying I love all of you, and I want to wish all of you peace to your mind, wellness to your body, tranquility to your spirit. Together, when we unite for a cause that is justified, that is empowering, that is embracing, that is loving, that is peaceful, that rises everyone up, when we unite, we become unstoppable. So let's show the world that we, the United States of America, and the citizens of the United States of America, are better than what we've been seeing with regards to racial inequality and racial injustices. I love you, and I'm wishing you an amazing, fabulous day. This is the Queen of Feeling Fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson, saying until next time, stay healthy and well, be peaceful, and don't be afraid any longer because you have no reason to. And now you have tips and tools, suggestions that you can utilize to bust fear from invading your mind, your body, and your life. Until next time, everyone, take good care and goodbye for now.
Thank you for joining Rochelle Marie Lawson on Blissful Living. To contact Rochelle Marie and to find out more about Blissful Living, click on Blissful Living For You link right here on the Blissful Living Network. Catch all the Blissful Living episodes on demand.